Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. Let's continue this story arc of Saga of the Swamp Thing.
Alright, so we go into the next issue, issue 26. And we start out with Abby and Swamp Thing running through the swamp. They are trying...
At night.
They're trying to get somewhere. I will say that this picture of Abby with her tongue out kind of... It bugs me. I don't know why.
Is it because she looks like a dude?
I don't get... Yeah, I don't know. But I just want to point that out. So we... As, you know, like I said, they're running through the swamp, and then we get a, you know, flashback of what happened the previous day, what the event, day's events were. And it starts out with Abby and Blood at
having
a coffee shop, drinking tea and conversing, trying to figure out what's going on with everything that's happening at this moment. And she makes comment about how whenever I meet somebody like you, it usually ends in bad craziness. Now, I don't know exactly what they said between meeting up on the street and going to the tea.
I'm actually assuming that they didn't say much of anything, because he kind of drops it out for you on the next page where, you know, he's like, look, the reason why I need to talk to you is because, you know, you just started a job at Elysian Fields. Shit. Elysian Lawns.
And, Elysian Fields, huh? Close enough.
And
but I don't get why she says...
Because he already knew what her name was, and he already said he needed to talk, and, you know, I'm assuming that, you know, she can sense the...
maybe.
...difference in him, because, I mean, she got, you know, like, the magic witch.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. And he does make mention that she has, you know, the arcane in her blood.
Yeah.
So, maybe...
Name dropping.
Yeah, well... I mean, it's her maiden name.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
He tells her, you know, that there's an orphan there that parents died recently of unknown causes, and his name's Paul, and you need to make sure that... And as he's telling her that, you know, she basically needs to protect this kid, she's like, how dare you? My life... You know, there's not even a corner of my life that isn't safe from all you weirdos and this weird shit. And she's like, you just keep your hands out of the Elysian Lawns. Elysium Lawns.
Yeah, and all he says is that you need to keep them safe. Like, he's not even trying to... do anything wrong. He's just like, you need to keep everything safe. Those kids are in danger. But you do, if you want to yell at me, that's fine. You do you.
And basically he tells her, you know, that he knows all, you know, the kids know about the madness and he knows about the evil, and maybe she should be, you know,
listening
in. Yeah. And then it pans back over to her and Swamp Thing running back, you know, through the swamp.
Yeah, they come up to this
and actually it
looks
shows,
like a downed tree.
Yeah, and they jump across this, and then, like, the next page it shows, like, there's birds dying, falling through the
yes.
air. And she says that she can feel the fear as they get closer to their running to the Elysian Lawns.
Yep. And once they get there, we get another flashback of when she starts working there. And first thing she does, as soon as she opens up the door, is this naked guy is running toward her. And, like, tackles her.
Animal.
Yelling animal the entire time.
Animal! Woman!
Oh, I just spiked.
Yeah, sorry.
So, she's able to get away from this kid. The other employees tackle the kid real quick. And they wrap him up in a mat.
It's basically like a... same thing they use for kids when they're in, like, the dentist's office, you know, where they wrap them up so they can't move their arms.
You what dentist are you going to?
Dude, no, I'm not joking. Like, the one dentist back when the kids were, like, little, they had, like, this little, like, jacket, basically, they put on that held their arms down like this so the kids wouldn't try to touch their mouths when
seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, anyways, it's basically like a, well, you know, just to hold them still, you know.
Yeah, no, I get that, but it's... Like, they get the mat on him.
And then the dude's sitting on
top
of him.
Help me sit on the thing. It's like, that's how this company works? Okay. Super interesting. But we meet this guy, Tim Carbiton. He is, I guess, the boss of the day or something. No, because Deanna's there.
Yeah.
So he says that Deanna had told them to about her, and basically about her hair. Because you don't see a lot of, people in general with, young people in general with white hair. She asked about the guy who just attacked her. And he's like, oh, that's Vince. He'll be okay now that he's in the mat. maybe thrash around for an hour or two, but he won't damage himself. It's fine. It's like, oh, okay, this is...
And then basically he says that all the kids are going crazy. Well, all the people there, I guess, since, you know, Vince really isn't much of a kid-looking person right there since he's taller than everybody else in the picture, but...
Well, yeah. And we, as the day progresses, apparently we find out that they've used up all their mats on these kids because, like you said, every single one is having an episode today. And Deanna asks Abby to come to her office. She wants to show her some stuff. Actually, I like the way she says it. She makes mention that she's never seen all the kids. She's seen all the kids like this. She's seen one or two, but not all of them. And it's like, hey, you want to see something weird?
Like, like that wasn't weird
enough. She's so freaking casual. Like, I don't know. I want to know what medication she's on because I need some.
Whatever the kids are taking, she's like, well, I got better test
exactly. But she shows her all these pictures that the kids were drawing, and they all look the same. I mean,
monkey
for the most part. And you know, Abby puts two and two together that it's similar to what she Deanna showed Paul the other day. Or I'm sorry, what Deanna showed Abby
in Paul's book. Yes. Yeah. She goes to say hi to Paul. She says, Paul, how's it going? You remember me? It's Abigail. And he spells out her name, and he says, hello, you know you'll die pretty soon. And she's like, huh.
Like this damn kid. Swear to God.
And then he's like, you know, it'll just scare you to death. You know, he spells out death, and he's like, whatever you're scared of is what it looks like. Spiders. I bet it's a spider, because most girls are scared of spiders. And he spells out spiders. And she says, Roberta said he looked like her brother, only he was blue. Mm-hmm. And he spells out Roberta's name. So maybe he is autistic. Or it's, I guess,
possible.
It could be the trauma too, you know.
I was gonna say more trauma.
Yeah, since his parents were misspelling words when they got killed.
Exactly.
So Paul, who are you talking about? You know, the Monkey King. Paul's talking about the Monkey King, but nobody believes me. And then she says, I believe you, Paul.
We pan back to Swamp Thing breaking through the gate to Elysium Lawns. But so we do another flashback to Abby talking to Matt. And she tells him that she's got to go back to the center.
Elysium Lawn. The autistic center.
There we go. And he's like, you just got home from that madhouse. Why do you want to go back? And she's like, it's not a madhouse. They're just kids. Like, why are you saying that?
Basically, he goes through, you know, one of them bit your leg. One of them tried to tear your hair out. They throw up their food. They don't keep themselves clean. They swear at you. And she says, they're kids and they need somebody. And they need somebody to help tonight. And then he's like, well, what if I need someone tonight? Or is Florence Nightingale above that kind of stuff?
Yeah. And so she's like, nope, I'm done. Fuck you.
And then he's like, very apologetic. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. And she's like, look, I'm going now. And she's like, I'm going to walk over there and find Alec. And then I'm going to go up to the lawns. And she's like, don't bother to wait up. And he's like,
look. He offers her the car. He's like, no, if you're going to go, don't walk, take this.
But by that time, she was already too damn pissed off at everything else that he'd done that, you know, she's like, forget it. She's like, if it gets dark, I have my lamp, don't I? You know, like the
flashlight, yeah.
Well, actually, he called her Florence Nightingale. And,
oh, yeah.
Duh.
It's
okay. Anyway, so, you know, she walks through. She finds...
That's where we get to the beginning. Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Well, we're running to... Yeah.
Run to Swamp Thing. He already knows what's going on. And then that's where we get back to the beginning.
Where they just busted into running. Elysian Lawn. Yeah. She says she can already feel it, you know, that it's already too late.
Yeah, stuff is already going on. And as we get into the center, you see the Monkey King is... He's been out and about and been happy. Getting his fill of fear from everybody. And he comes back to Paul... And because Paul, he needs his master. Yeah.
You know? And he pulls him, you know, out of his bed and starts walking him down the halls. And then, he's basically taking Paul on the, you know, tour de fear here and goes into the other kids' rooms. Yeah. And
like, there's Roberta with
the blue-handed baby.
Blue-handed baby. It's like, and then, dang, man.
I'm not even sure what that's supposed to be above that.
Oh, that is this kid's idea of cancer. Because his mom never told him what cancer was.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, shit.
So
that's messed up.
You start hearing the screaming from some one of the kids.
Yeah, this is a creepy one because what was it? The But best of all was Jessica. Her fear was worst, was biggest, was most delicious, most intoxicating.
Which this is from the point of the Monkey King right here.
Yes. And then when it pans over the next page, it's... we see what her fear, and her fear looks to be her dad?
Yeah, mommy needn't know.
Yeah, like that's creepy as hell, dude.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as he sees, as soon as the Monkey King sees Abby and Swamp Thing, he starts morphing again into this giant...
whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, you know, good on.
At that point right there, it just looks like it's a bunch of different things all melded into one. Like it couldn't figure out what it should be, you know, fearing at that point in time. And then
yeah, I'll say good on Bessette and Totalben for art, man. That's like, yeah, creepy.
And so, you know, they it shows them, you know, well, actually kind of looks like they're screaming in fear, but we hop up to the roof where we've got this
the yellow... Demon Etrigan. That's who it is. It's Demon Etrigan.
There you go.
I mean, it's one of those things where, again, you see him, you know who he is. He's a demon from... I don't remember what level of hell, but he's... And the whole reason why he rhymes is that's just his thing. But he's that's just him. Like, it's great. I love him. He's actually had some issues here recently that I've been reading, current issues coming out, and I like Etrigan.
So he's like a good guy then, for the most?
He is for himself. Jason Blood is his mortal tether to this world.
Okay.
And it's, I don't know what their connection was prior to this. I know in New 52... Jason Blood was a knight of the Round Table.
Okay.
And, or maybe even before that, I honestly can't remember. I haven't read that, the Demon Knights stuff in forever. But he was, I'm going to say Knights of the Round Table because I'm pretty sure he got tricked by Merlin, or Merlin did something and bound those two together.
Okay.
So they never are, you know, they're never together. Either Etchkin is here and Jason is in hell taking his place, or Etchkin's in hell and Jason's here.
Okay.
Like, it's they switch on and off. And it's one of those things where they are getting... Etchkin is taking things from... taking knowledge and vocabulary from Jason. Jason's trying to stay sane when he's in hell. It's just a big, big old mixture of stuff. Again, I don't know what...
Yeah.
This stuff is, I think at this point in time, if I remember correctly, in reading or in fact-finding, the demon Etrigan hadn't been used in quite some time.
Okay.
So this, like I said before, this is Alan Moore bringing creatures back, bringing big-name people back.
Getting rid of some things to put more interesting things in.
The better ones back, yeah.
So we pan back over to Swamp Thing and Abby and the kids, and this, it looks like a spider's head with tentacles with some kind of, like, I don't know, it's pretty wicked looking though.
It's freaky.
And Etrigan comes up through the roof, basically tears a hole in the roof, and
tears that window out, which is great. Yeah.
Could have jumped through the window, but let's just tear the whole thing out instead.
It's fine.
Hey, it's all about the, you know, entrance,
the showmanship, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And then, It pans down, and like, do you remember the Looney Tunes, the big red hairy monster?
Oh yeah,
that's
Harry.
Harry. Yeah, that's what that made me think of right there, and I don't know why, but that's like, fair. And so the monster's, you know, taking another form again, the Monkey King thing, and
Etchkin jumps in and he's getting ready to attack, and Abby's just freaking out because now we've got another monster to deal with.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought we just had this Monkey King bullshit. But,
We pan back over to, excuse me. The hell's his name? Matt?
Yep.
Yeah. And he is, getting hammered.
Yeah, so he's not sober. He's definitely stupid.
And he goes, grabs the car keys, and he's
he does realize that he was in the wrong. He's like, yeah. I should have went with Abby. Or should have helped her. I should be there for her. Grabs the keys, hops in the car, after, you know, he takes a giant swig of more whiskey and drives off. I'm pretty sure that's whiskey. It's alcohol.
Yeah. He's boozing himself up. he's driving down the road.
Then the road, you know, turns.
Yeah, he is. But he definitely does not turn with the road and slams into a car or a tree, and then he goes flying down this hill, and that's the end.
That's the end of this issue. He's just
26.
You're like, oh great, Matt. Oh, not oh great. Like, oh crap, Matt is dead. I mean, he is an important character.
Yeah,
to Abby and to Swamp Thing, but he's definitely not. He's not looking good at this moment.
No, his car is on fire and it's all, you know, smashed up. And
it's not the best.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the last chapter of this Swamp Thing story arc.